Major League Baseball's 2018 season hits its unofficial midway point, the All-Star break. And at this juncture, the Phillies occupy first place in the National League East. The young team was not predicted to be this good. And as WHYY's Avi Wolfman Arendt reports, fan enthusiasm is still catching up to the results on the field.
26,740. That's how many people are going to your average Phillies game this year, which is up about 800 fans from last year. Now, that doesn't seem like a huge jump for a last-place team that's suddenly charged into first place.
The Phillies would be lying to you if they told you they weren't a little underwhelmed by the turnout this season.
David Murphy writes a sports column for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News and says the lukewarm fan response has spurred a lot of debate in the press box. Are people still in wait-and-see mode about this young team, or is this part of a bigger problem?
It's not just the Phillies. I think this is a trend throughout baseball.
Matt Gelb is the Phillies beat writer for The Athletic.
Attendance throughout baseball is way down.
Gelb and Murphy also point out that there's a natural lag time between when a team turns a corner and when fans start to take notice. That happened the last time the Phillies emerged as a contender in 2007 and 2008.
The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball!
Murphy says fan interest will spike if these Phillies stay in the playoff race, and the team's fate may hinge on the types of trades that they make in the next couple of weeks.
They're going to do something. It's just a matter of how big.
And the same could be said for those pesky attendance numbers. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.